my hands are freezing cold, like I have a thyroid condition.
Uh-huh.
They're saying it's not thyroid when I know the symptoms are all thyroid related.
Yeah, well, it would be. We have to target a little tighter than the average bear. I know you're in a Chicago area. What dog town are you in Chicago?
Where I am right now, I'm in Glen Ellen, Illinois. So the areas I'm in are Glen Ellen.
Glen Ellen.
Wheaton, and also Schaumburg.
Uh-huh, okay. So you're in one of those little used-to-be communities around Chicago.
Uh-huh.
If I'm not mistaken, that is slightly west and to the north, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. And let me see now, what kind of weather have you got? Is it
really cold, pressed air?
Cold, pressed air?
Yeah, and then also during the day you have those clouds. And we're right by Fermi Lab and Argonne National Lab, in between both of them.
And uh-huh.
If you look at the clouds, there's streaks in it that show HARP frequency. I know what the HARP clouds look like because I've been studying that, and I had a couple of scientists on my show that I know.
Mm-hmm.
HARP clouds heavily over in DuPage County area.
Mm-hmm.
And over where I am, there's a lot of chemtrail clouds, you know, those clouds with those plumes, and there's nothing attached to them, and they just go nowhere, and they stay in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But it's been really, the whole temperature and climate over here has been extremely cold for this time of season.
Yeah, it should not be that cold. Chicago may have a lot of wind blowing, as they call it, the Windy City, but it should not be that cold there, mainly because the lake holds a lot of heat.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. That's another thing, too. Now, DuPage County in Glen Allen, they just had a whole bunch of dead fish in one of the little small lagoon lakes that they have over here.
Mm-hmm.
That was about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Fish kill too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now.
Foul, toxic odor from the fish, but it was cold and freezing that they shouldn't have been that odor like it was, because it was like a fresh kill. It wasn't like the fish were, you know, dead there for a while. It was just like the same day they reported it was a weird odor from the pond which was produced from the fish.
In other words, they didn't have time to rot yet, but there's still a smell from them, huh?
Right.
Hmm. Well, that doesn't make sense. But then, too, when you inject cacju, it does. You never know what those sons of bitches are doing.
You're not lying about that. There's a lot of this stuff that's going on is just totally insane. And the media's not covering anything.
Yep.
I've been trying to put as much up as I possibly can. I've been reading your reports, and I've been talking about this on the air, but people are in La La Land, and they basically don't believe anything. I've been, talking about the fact that the plume from over there would be, all over the country. And they're kind of like, people look like they just believe it's just going to stay right around Japan, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And they're saying low detection of radiation is in North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, we lifted it all the way across the country to keep it from contaminating. Now we're working on whether to get a hell of a lot better crop. Which reminds me, I've heard that there are some farming and crop problems around the outskirts of Chicago. Are the farmers having any problem there that you know of? Like where it's just too damn cold to plant and plow?
Yeah, exactly. It is. And then the other thing, now John is up in upstate New York, my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that they were trying to drill for natural gas up there. And the natural gas folks told him the other day that the gas where they drilled has, what's that stuff, that poison,
carbon monoxide?
No. Arsenic.
Arsenic in the natural gas?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all it's the they went and drilled holes and they pulled up chafings, and it's all over the ground where the chafings are, and it's all polluted with that.
Damn.
And that's in Sherburne County, New York.
Wow.
And that should, that's not something that natural gas...
Right. You know, I'm an old natural gas man from way the hell back. Part of my heritage includes 19 plugged gas and oil wells and two that are still operating that was left to the family down through my grandmother on my father's side. And the one thing that is not found in natural gas is arsenic. Something is badly wrong there.
Yeah, well, he said that they have reported it and told them that they cannot use the gas. They were giving them free gas, so now they're not going to give them any free gas. They're going to have to buy...
filtered gas, right, yeah.
No, what's it, propane gas? What's that other gas?
Propane?
Yeah, they have to buy it. They're not going to allow them to get any more free gas because the gas is contaminated with arsenic.
Yeah, one thing you don't want to do, it's, you know, burning arsenic is like burning sulfur. Sulfur is fine until you get into the fumes.
Uh-huh.
It's bad news then.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on down in Sherburne County. And the farmers over here, I don't know what's going on because I don't know too many. But it seems to be problems all over the place with everybody, you know, with from farming on up. And he said they just reported it the other day to the farmers there. He's working with a block of about 1,000 farmers out there, and they're supposed to be trying to get them the okay to, you know, put the natural gas drilling in.
Mm-hmm.
They're just playing with them, not doing anything.
Damn.
Really, all this stuff that's going on is real, really the hell bad. And they polluted the food. They got a report now that they got SARS in school. Out here we got bed bug infestations. Nobody will do anything about it. And they also stink bugs popped up from nowhere. And it's freezing cold and, you know, not in the type of environment that bugs should be popping up in. So, you know, what's going on?
Right, something isn't flying right.
There's so much of this stuff. I know you guys are doing what you can, but it's all over the place. You know, and I'm trying to get a bunch of people together, Hopi Indians and everybody else, to get out here and start doing whatever they can to, you know, start moving this stuff around as well. Because this is, you know, this thing in the environment, they're doing this intentionally.
Well, that we've got to do something about. See, some of that, in order to put arsenic in natural gas, it doesn't happen naturally. That has to be done deliberately, unless they're lying through their goddamn teeth about it, which either one is. But if they're doing that one intentionally, it takes more high-tech than we have on the planet, so they have to have some kind of help.
Yeah, alien technology.
Right. That means that somewhere along the way, they're getting alien technology to help do this.
Uh-huh. And then also at the BP oil spill,
mm-hmm.
also the situation that happened down there in Japan, there's been sightings of UFOs. Over all of this stuff, and underneath each one of these areas, and you know, don't listen to me. Just check it out. There's parapets underneath all this. Japan has a huge pyramid underneath the water over there in South Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one over in over there near Cuba, over there where the BP oil spill happened. I'm in contact with this thing called MOFON, and they have like all the listings of all the UFO sightings and stuff. And evidently, when all this stuff had started occurring, there's been a lot of sightings in regards to all these UFOs and things. So I don't know if it's man-made UFOs they got from underneath the ground, if they're, you know, perpetrating something with, or I'm not sure what exactly is going on, but they're flying stuff through these areas where this stuff is. And just, you know, wanted to let you know what I found out, and I'm reading what you're sending me. And, you know, if you got any listings of readings from, you know, folks out there, let me know, because I'm trying to record it out for the people that, you know, want to do something about it and trying to protect themselves, because, you know, right now we're being radiated. Also, I don't know if you knew about the sunspots, too. There was a big conference about 2 or 3 weeks ago in France, with all the top scientists in the world there in regards to the problem with the sunspots.
Well, we know they've tried to do a few things with HARP and blame it on sunspots, but those of us that are out here looking aren't buying.
Yeah. Well, they got this genome program over at Argonne National Lab.
Yeah.
Interesting. I used to work there. And anyway, what they're doing right now, they're doing something to, I guess, counteract radioactive effects. But the interesting thing is radiation out here is coming from Darien, they claim. And Darien is the neighboring area to Argonne National Lab. I used to work in the biolaboratory.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, is there, if you know, when did the weather and what has the atmosphere disruption start in Chicago, do you know? Because this is not normal at all.
This started last year. Last year in the summer, it was like extraordinarily hot. And then the plants started dying off. There was the death of the growth pattern of the plants. I've been watching all of this stuff and keeping measures of what's going on. Last year, it was like 100 degree temperature all summer long, which was not normal. Then the winter was this cloud mass, real dark, heavy cloud mass. And like it had some kind of chemical base to it. And then it was last year, it got extremely bad. And this year, it's taken off into this other direction.
Mm-hmm. So this year has been the worst of the pile, huh?
Right.
Well, that's interesting. That'll give me some information. Because last year, I know what was happening. We dried things out because of so they could get the crops in from... a bit, because if it's too wet, you can't harvest. And when you do go out and try to mow for hay and everything else, you've got to have time for the sun to dry that hay before you can put it in the bales or anything else, or it just rots if it's too wet. So I know what happened there. We did that one. And then the winter cold and so forth, we stacked as much ice and snow and stuff as we could in the high country so that there would be plenty of fresh water come spring melt. But now we've got a whole new situation with this radiation thing out of Japan. And we had started to work on some other stuff on these chemtrails before then. Couple of weeks, generally the 1st of March, late February, we'd started on it. And that fits right in our time frame. So So we know what in the hell was happening there. And you've been in on our blasts, so you know how intense they can be.
Yeah.
And by God, they work. You know, we put it on them. And, but we'll have
that's
to...
That's the only way that anybody's going to be able to do anything with this is because, you know, the only way that you can counteract what they're doing, they're doing this for attention and a purpose. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm watching all of this stuff, and I'm, you know, putting reports out and trying to put it on the air as much as I can, you know, for people willing to, you know, hear what's happening. But this stuff is extraordinarily abnormal. And the amount of radiation that's been dumped, you know, not only in Iraq, all over the, you know, the Middle East, and the stuff that, you know, is coming down, it's affecting everybody's health. And I would say that almost 50% or more of the people that are baby boomers are affected with some type of condition, and they're sick, sickly, and almost dying.
Well, the...
And you can see it in the hospitals. Because I'm a perfect person, because I go to the hospital because I was trying to figure out what the hell was wrong with me. And when I went in there, I started seeing all these people in there. They're on almost life support. They're so sick from all this stuff that's being spilled out.
Well, the thing is, we've got the problem of the HARP units. We located a bunch of them. I sent you a map of the ones that I had detected on flyby. And then we got another map behind it that confirmed all of it from the people that built the antennas. And we're screwing over HARP like no tomorrow. We love screwing over HARP. You know, it's a favorite target.
So do you know Dr. Nick Begich?
The what?
Dr. Nick Begich.
I still didn't understand you, honey.
Dr. Nick Begich, he's out of up here in Anchorage, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
His father was senator. Anyway, he's a friend of mine. He said that they had released a patent that was about maybe close to 5-6 years ago, where they have HARP units, where they sold them out to any individual wanted one. I'll send you the link to the site that it should be on there, but they had patented it, and then they released the patent in the government about maybe 5-6 years ago, and they opened it up to anyone being able to buy small HARP units. So there's more HARP out there than stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the damn place. Of course, we know which ones are set up for show, if you follow me, and which ones are actually doing the backstabbing of the human race. They don't fool us any. But the sons of bitches, you can't trust them at all.
No.
Anyone that trusts government is stupid, you know.
Well, the thing is, you know, why are they doing it at this particular time? Well,
trying to outrun that black hole of 2012.
Yeah, they're trying to create 2012. It's not necessarily a reality, but what you do is you create a situation that it will happen, so you can control the population that is left with fear. Create a situation of something that's not real, and you make people scared of this thing. And then you can put a new God system and you can do whatever the heck you want. If you get people all scared, and if you know you come up with a cure for something, then the people will follow you.
Well, the fact that we're being sold out constantly across the board is something we have got to do something about.
These politicians aren't worth a grain of salt. They're not doing anything for the public. They're working for whoever or whatever is putting this stuff together. Because, you know, immediately when this thing happened over there in Japan, every top scientist should have been on it, trying to do something to either shut it down, bury it, or do stuff, and it does nothing. So now it's a, there's two of them are totally breached. I'm in the library right now, so I just wanted to find out if you had any information on, you know, what was going on, you know, in this area, the actual, you know, reading, how much radiation is in the Chicagoland area. So I'm very curious to find out what it is.
Yeah, let me have that information as soon as you can get it. We got to do something about this, honey. I'll need you in my pocket as much as possible to get anything done, and vice versa. So, be sure.
I'm going to call some people I know, see if they can be, you know, a part of what you're doing, because we need to hit this with every situation of mind or anything, with God, everything, because it can be moved. It can be moved. But the way we're going about it right now, we can't do anything.
No, and for our stuff to work, you have to be about the business and trained exactly how to do it. Sitting there and mouthing the words won't do anything.
Uh-huh.
You have to know what in the hell you're mouthing when you do it. And if we can get people to read, and it's free online, The Anointed, The Elect, and The Damned, they'll come out of the woodwork. They'll begin to see all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And once they do, then, of course, they'll check in, find out how we do this. How do you make a body of light? You know, how do you go up a plane or down one? We teach how to do that. And once we get that done and get another group of people involved in it, we can turn this thing around. We can win this fight. But you can't do it by sitting back wringing your hands, and that's what most people want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be watching for what you're sending. I'll send you a lot of information today. And I got to go now. I'll talk to you later, Bob.
Okay, honey, get me that information as soon as you can. Bye-bye.